Hi, it's the Phil Hendry Show, and if you'd like to talk to us, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, to reach the Phil Hendry Show today. And our picture disc is ready. The picture disc, the beautiful vinyl Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 picture disc is available. And you can pick this up by calling the following number, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. This is really a beautiful thing. It is a limited edition. That means there's only a few that we've printed up, and they're all signed. So I've got one in my hands right now, beautiful 3-4 colors on this baby. And it's just nice. It's a nice thing for collectors to have, so... what we're going to do, as I mentioned yesterday, organize a signing where you can come out and have your picture disc signed by me. Or, well, why would they want to have it signed by me if it's already signed? So what are they going to come out and buy it for? Well, you can come out and meet me. Because, to be honest with you, we don't do a lot of personal appearances. We don't do that. You know, we don't go out and meet people. But for you, we'll do it, man. We'll go out and we'll sit there and we'll... have a few brews, whatever you want us to do. We'll sign it again. But you got to see this, man. And we're going to have a special signing, a special sale, you know, out in the public, out there where we rarely go. So you guys can get a hold of this baby because it's a sweet thing. Okay, so that number again is 877-616-7445 for the picture disc or the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. It's all available there, Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. And you'll be glad you did. And it is time for Relationships on the Line. This is our special post-Valentine edition. We're going to be talking with one of our listeners. Valentine's gifts are always an interesting, if not quirky, addition to anybody's home. And we're talking about the Valentine's gifts that women tend to give their husbands. Sometimes they're very feminine. And the guys, I guess, you know, accept them in spite of themselves. We are talking today with Steve Bozell. He's a listener of ours in Corona, California, and we'll bring him on the line right now. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Yes, sir. Real good.
And, Steve, you were given a pair of boxer shorts?
I was given a pair of boxer shorts this year by my wife, and I got them for Valentine's Day, which is last night. She asked me to wear them to work, so...
Okay, and I know that you're at work still. You're the construction business?
Yes, Mr. Hendry, I'm a construction contractor. I work for B&B Construction, which is my company, in Corona, California. We have you on. We listen to your program every day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So you have a pair of boxer shorts. Now, ordinarily, these are boxer shorts I don't think would cause a problem, but you have a concern. Is that right?
Well, the concern that I have is probably not as bad as I guess you'd say it is.
Well, describe the boxer shorts your wife got for you.
She got me a pair of boxer shorts that have red hearts, and the small babies that can hurt you. I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Cupids?
Yes, sir. The ones with the bows and arrows, and they're all over the pants, in the panty area. I say panty area because it's a reinforced area. The rear portion of the boxer shorts on up through the crotch area is reinforced.
Okay.
I told her she wanted me to wear these to work today, and I told her no, and we had a little bit of an argument because she felt that it was fun, it was cute, it was a novelty, and she thought it would be fun to see me get dressed in these boxer shorts. And
Are they made out of silk?
Yes, they are.
You know, it's funny, those silk boxers that girlfriends often get their boyfriends, they're supposed to be slept in. I don't know that you wear silk boxer shorts underneath your clothing. Did you tell her that?
Well, I would not have wear that necessarily. She wanted me to wear them as a fun thing, kind of like, I don't know.
Like you're expressing your love for her in a private way.
That is correct. And I said to her that I had some serious concerns, and I, as a result of that, I didn't wear the boxer shorts to work today. And now I told her that I would wear them on Friday, and of course my fear is that it would be improper.
You told your wife you will wear these boxer shorts with hearts and cupids on them Friday.
Yes, sir.
Why do you feel it's improper?
Because of, well, a little thing called sexual harassment, sir.
Sexual harassment?
I'm sorry?
You say a sexual harassment? You're going to be sexually harassed? You will?
No, because Women today will sue you if you call them girl or if you say, hey, girls, or anything like that. And I'm afraid in the off chance they see these shorts on me wearing a Hearts and Cupid underwear, they would sue me.
You're afraid you could be sued for wearing these boxer shorts?
Yes.
All right, let me give you a piece of advice here, if I could, Steve. And this goes for any of these guys. This sexual harassment thing is way out of line and way overboard, and I think a lot of men are very much afraid of this, with good reason. I think there are a lot of women who are unscrupulous. And now, I'm not saying that women don't suffer sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yes, sir.
But I am saying that there are some women who would use that to get back at a man for whatever reason. And I don't think you could be sued for sexual harassment wearing boxer shorts with hearts and cupids on them, okay?
Okay, but could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If they see them is what I mean.
If you're wearing them as underwear, how are they going to see them?
Okay, well, that's the thing, because we work in a construction business. We work outdoors. A lot of times we're working on job sites where there's not a Portisan or an Andy Gump. And many times you're forced to relieve yourself in the open, because if the Andy Gump is full, if I pulled my pants down and show off these boxer shorts with all of the hearts and love symbols on them, will I be sexually harassing them?
If you relieve yourself in, I don't...
Because of the construction. And if there's love symbols in the heart, will be, that's what I was worried about. I told my wife that.
Well, did you express this fear? You're afraid that if you pull your pants down to relieve yourself, some of the women in the crew, why would there women be out there in the crew? There are women working on the cement crew or something?
There are women who work in the trailer.
And there's no restroom in the trailer?
No, sir.
Well, where do these women go to the bathroom?
They go in the restaurant or something like that.
Well, why can't you?
Well, sir, because I'm on the job, and I'm supervising a crew of some 20 guys, and I can't just keep running back and forth. What I'm worried about is maybe they think I'll be coming on to them or saying I love them because they see all the love symbols and the babies with the gun or the guns. Not that
they're babies with bows and arrows. They're called Cupids.
Right. If they see those, will they think that I'm sexually harassing them?
I can tell you're really worried about this, Steve. And I'm.
Well, I'm very worried because I know that this is something that. You said a lot of women will go after men on this deal, okay?
I don't think it's sexual harassment. I think it's a necessary act of nature if you have to relieve yourself. And if they happen to see the hearts and the flowers...
Well, see, that's just it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what a woman would say. Maybe she'd try to make an issue out of it, okay? But if you're asking me... Well, see, I don't want to advise you, because if you get sued...
Well, that's just it. I can't. You can't tell me, because they might sue you, too. Okay.
Look, let me give the phone number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're wearing some boxer shorts that your wife gave you. They have hearts and flowers and cupids on them. She wants you to wear them to work tomorrow. You're going to do that for her?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you're afraid that if you pull your pants down to relieve yourself out there on the construction site and some women see that, you're going to be sued for sexual harassment.
I very much am fearful of that, because I know that... The sexual harassment lawsuits have gone up in recent years. I'm a good man. I don't mean any badness. I don't mean no bad things. But if they see the love on my shorts, or I mean, you know, I'm very nervous.
I know. Just slow down.
If they see how there's love all over the short area, in my shorts.
Not if they see love in your shorts. If they see the symbols.
If they see the heart symbols.
Right.
On my shorts. Can I be sued for sexual harassment?
Can you be? I don't know. Would you be? I don't know. Should you wear those shorts? I wish I could come right out and say, go ahead, Steve, wear them. But you've got a good point.
Well, see, that's the whole thing that makes me afraid, and my wife still wants me to wear them.
Did you articulate this fear to your wife?
Yeah.
And what does she say?
She says, oh, I'm making a big deal out of it.
Okay, hold on for a minute, all right? This guy's really freaked out. Did you hear his voice? All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Steve Bozell. We are with Mr. Bozell, and we're talking today about relationships on the line. Should he wear a pair of boxer shorts that his wife gave him for Valentine's Day? They have hearts, and they have cupids on them. And he is afraid if any female on the work site sees that he's wearing these, that it's sexual harassment. Because he feels that if he's wearing underwear with hearts and cupids on them, it's a sexual or love come-on. Now, I asked him, why would any woman see that? Because he works in construction. Oft times, they have to relieve themselves outdoors. I'd love to tell the guy to wear them. I really would. But I know how litigious this world is now, so I'm afraid to say something. 1-800-449. I think he ought to be allowed to wear them. Let me put it that way. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show here. We're talking to, on Relationships on the Line, we're talking with a listener of ours, Steve. He lives in Corona. This is our day after Valentine's Day, Relationships on the Line. And you're talking, Steve, about these boxer shorts that have hearts on them and what you call the babies that hurt people, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, those are called Cupids.
I know, I'd heard of that, and I was not clear.
Okay, the babies that hurt you, they don't really hurt you. They'll put an arrow through you.
Okay.
You're afraid you'll be sued for sexual harassment if you wear these boxer shorts and some women at work see them.
Yes, I am, sir. Very much so.
I don't think your fear is completely unfounded, but I don't think anybody can legally sue you for wearing hearts and Cupid, or as you say, babies that hurt you, boxer shorts.
But what if they're, like, it's in bad taste, they don't like it?
Well, they don't like it. That's one thing. Being able to sue you for sexual harassment is something else. Let's go to a call here, Steve, if you don't mind, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if this is Lydia.
Hi.
Hi, Lydia, go ahead.
Steve, I'm a police officer, and I just wanted to let you know that if you think someone's going to sue you for wearing Cupid underwear...
That doesn't qualify you as an attorney.
You're correct,
okay.
But I mean, we receive a lot of people calling us and telling us they were sexually harassed. And the only way you can sexually harass someone is if you are physically saying something to someone and they find it offensive in a sexual manner. But because you wear Cupid underwear, that is not sexual harassment.
Well,
unless you pull your pants down in front of everyone, then that's different.
I have to pull my pants down in order to relieve myself, though, on account of we work in probably 5-6 different construction sites a day. I've got 5-6 jobs any given day that we're juggling, and I'm going between jobs. Not all of them have an Andy Gump or Portisan, in which case, if you were around construction workers, maybe you know, we drink a lot of water, we keep ourselves hydrated throughout the day, and there's a lot of guys who have to relieve themselves. I go over to a V-ditch or one of the drainage areas, and I relieve myself, and I pull down my pants, and they see my, you know, the Cupid panties. What do I do then?
Are you concerned about males or females?
I think anybody can come up and say, you sexually harassed me. I can see your pants.
Okay, then if you're that concerned, then what you should do is
Go ahead,
man.
I'm just laughing.
Well, what is so funny?
Just the idea of someone sexually harassing, you know, suing you because they can see your underwear.
That's the whole thing that I'm afraid of. All these women are crazy these days.
Well, you know what you
should
do?
They're out of their mind.
Steve, you know what you should do if you're really, really concerned? You know what you should do is when you're going to go to the bathroom, let everybody know, say, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm wearing heart underwear.
Great.
If you find it offensive, please don't look.
Now they'll laugh at me.
Or then just tell them, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Do not look at me, please.
Oh, okay, that's great, Lydia.
That's easy
for you to say, hey, everybody, I'm going to go to the bathroom now. Don't look at me.
But I'm thinking, how is it that you go to the bathroom?
You know, I got a suggestion.
Like that.
Yeah, well, I used to work in construction. A lot of times, you don't have access to a port-a-san, and you got to find a place to go. You're building the house. You know, the bathroom isn't built yet. You know.
Well, I'm very worried that my wife may be mad and try to get back at me by giving me these shorts to be sued over.
You know,
you
think maybe you just don't want to wear the shorts.
That's my feeling. You're embarrassed by these Cupid doll or what you call the babies that hurt you shorts.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, but I want to make my wife happy. That's all I want to do.
Well, then, you know what?
Jesus.
Makes her happy. Wear them tonight before
right.
you go to bed.
Right. Listen, thank you, Lydia. The other thing that I was thinking, Steve, is consult with an attorney. The lawyer.
That's true.
The lawyer will know what civilly you are, you know, that you are within your rights to do. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Steve. Two things real quick. One is I'd be more worried about what came out of the shorts that they would see that they would possibly feel sexually harassed. And also, But one other thing, Steve. The other thing, too, is you're worried about the shorts. Like I said, but somebody could get you for indecent exposure just coming by and seeing
you.
Really be worried more about somebody calling and saying, I saw some guy expose himself, than worried about a pair of underwear.
But I'm peeing into the V-ditch.
Well, I think you're really worried about it too much. I think you got things you should be worried about than the shorts.
I understand that, sir, but again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I work in the construction business. Mm-hmm. I don't have no place to relieve myself. Now, there's two places you can go, in the V-ditch, or you can go in the back of someone's truck and then hose it out later.
What do you mean go in the back of someone's truck?
That's standard.
That is not standard. If it was my truck, I'd be a little bit put off by that.
No, that's standard in construction now.
Steve, if you're so worried about it, what I would do is make sure you get somewhere where nobody can see you. I mean, if the ladies are one part of the trailer, you need to go. You're saying you got to be close to the guys.
Well, that's just it.
Children that you can't see them for a few minutes.
But here's the thing. Now I'm walking across 100 yards of lot, and everybody's going, look where Steve's going. Guess where he's going.
Where's the Porta Johns at a work site, Steve?
What's that, sir?
Where's the Porta Johns at a work site?
Well, we do have Porta John. A lot of times they're full, or a lot of times they're taken up, or a lot of times the Andy Gump service people haven't come by to service it.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but going into an Andy Gump where there's a fresh log, and pardon my language, but...
Okay, I think we know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Steve, we got it.
I don't mean to laugh, I don't mean to belittle you. But I really do think you're taking this thing way too far. You got more things to be worried about.
Women
about somebody
today, sir.
Seeing you.
I'll tell you what, sir. Women today, sir, they'll sue you just for pulling your thing out to have a leak.
Somebody could sue you walking down the street, and they could say that you did something you didn't do.
I'm so very worried about it.
Well, you got to relax, man. Yeah, you got to chill. All right, thank you, Jeff, for your call. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell, who innocently was given a pair of boxer shorts for Valentine's Day, you know, the silk kind with the hearts and the cupids on them. His wife wants him to wear them to work tomorrow. He's afraid that if he does and one of the female employees of his construction company sees them, he'll be sued for sexual harassment. And I'm trying to read this press release you gave us, Steve. Because she'll see the love all over your shorts. And if I were you,
yes, sir.
I would reword that, okay?
I'm sorry?
I would reword that from she'll see the love all over your shorts.
I'm sorry, I don't.
It's just awkward, okay? Here is Cheryl on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, hi.
How are you, Steve? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Well, you know, I think you need to take a deep breath, and I think...
You're seeing the love on my shorts. I don't understand.
Well, listen, you know what? The previous callers have had some very good points.
You sound very sensible. Have you seen this before or anything?
No, I haven't. But let me tell you,
Can I ask you, have you seen a lot of men's... Well, I shouldn't...
Just never mind. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Well, I tell you what. I'll just put it to you this way. I have dated and I have seen a lot of different things.
Have you seen a lot of men's underwear?
Well, yes, absolutely. Now, listen.
While a man's been wearing them, the key here is
to try and listen to what these callers are saying, because what
absolutely.
They're saying to you, Steve...
Would you be offended if you saw love shorts or any kind of short with...
You know what, Steve?
Listen to Cheryl.
All right, just want to know if you'd see the love on my short.
Listen, just like he said, you have to be careful how you say that.
Right.
If you're standing out in front of a shed
right.
where there are women or men, salespeople or whatever is going on out there, and you're waving, you know, yourself around in an indecent way, I'm going to be
offended. I've got to pull it out to do the business.
You know what? I think the rest of us in the world kind of have been exposed to construction sites.
Yeah. Cheryl, hold the line for just a minute, Cheryl. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to Relationships on the Line, our special Day After Valentine's Day edition with Steve Bozell and me, Phil Henry. Okay, Stephen, are you there?
Right here, yes, sir.
All right, Steve, your wife, and what the problem we have here is that your wife asked you to wear some boxer shorts she gave you for Valentine's Day. They've got Cupids, they've got hearts on them. You don't want to wear them because you're afraid that a woman may see them at your workplace and sue you for sexual harassment.
That is my belief, sir. The other thing, too, is that I wanted to mention about peeing into the back of a truck.
Now, hold on, I wanted to ask you about that, but first I just want to be clear that you are afraid that because you have to relieve yourself, you work in a construction zone, that some of the women on the job will see this and think that you're sexually harassing them because they're seeing your colorful shorts.
Because they're seeing the hearts and the baby, the bow and arrow babies. And I wanted to say that it is okay to pee in the back of a truck, but they'll still see you do that, see?
Let me ask you a question. Since when has it been cool to pee into the back of some guy's truck? Do you have to know the guy?
No, any truck is fine. When did you work in construction last?
I haven't worked in construction since 1972.
Oh, no, it's changed now. It's standard. If you're on a job site and there are no porta-sans, it is perfectly acceptable to urinate in the back of any truck.
So if I got a brand spanking new Dodge truck, extended cab truck, and I got my nail belt laying in the back of that.
No, you pee around that, but you... No, I realize it sounds extreme, but...
My brand new truck, a strange guy can come up in some cement finisher who just had a case of beer and pee into the back of it.
It is standard, yes, sir, because they can hose it out for you.
Man, they have... Things have changed. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hey there.
Yes, sir.
It's in reference to Steve. He's crazy to start with, you know. One thing I think he's a weenie,
well,
because if his wife asked him to do something like that, and if it was my wife,
okay.
I'm in construction.
Okay, what you do?
Okay, I'm a contractor.
Are you general?
Yeah. I'm a contractor in Tampa, Florida.
Well, are you sub and, or you sub out? Are you general?
Yeah, I'm a sub.
What kind of sub work you do?
I'm a painting contractor.
Okay.
So I'm on the job all the time.
Have you
with
urinate,
the help.
You know what I mean about urinating into a man's truck, right?
He's crazy. I've never heard of his. Look, if I was urinating in the back of some guy's truck that either works for me or somebody else like that, you know, they'd probably come up and knock me out of the truck and want to know what the heck I'm doing. To start with.
Boy,
you
no
know,
kidding. You got
this thing is asinine. I've never heard anything like that
hey,
in
Mike,
my life.
Mike, this is Phil Henry. It's been years since I worked in construction, but I never heard being able to crawl up in the back of a guy's truck.
I've never.
That's standard in California. Where are you, sir?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
All right, what's standard in California when there are not enough porta-sans or not enough Andy Gumps? You
if
can urinate
not...
in the back of a man's truck.
Wait a second. In California?
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
My
yes, sir.
Gosh.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Crazy.
Well,
California, I mean, you know, I'm not knocking people in California, but a lot of them is fruitcakes or whatever.
Well, I'm just saying
but
you don't have an Andy Gump, you know, if you don't have no porta-san. That's all I'm
trying
to say.
Right. If there's not a porta-potty around, which there's plenty of them around, even if they're full, I mean, my gosh, you know, put up the smell, go in and do it inside here.
Wanna,
if you can't
but,
do it inside,
no,
go around behind
time,
the building.
One time, though, I went into one of those porta-sans, and there was a brand spanking new log in there, and man, I'll tell you, it was the worst thing that I've ever been through.
So what? I mean, I've been through them too, but my gosh, I mean, you know, if
you've
got
to
do it, I mean, you're in there for just a few seconds.
Well, wait,
get
ask,
out.
What would you rather do? Go into a porta-san where somebody just laid a fresh log, or go ahead and pee into the back of some guy's truck? And
let's get off this.
Look, I'm not going to do it in anybody's truck out of respect. I mean, it's a thing of respect.
Even
you know?
In the state of California?
Forget
I don't
it.
Care where it's at. If he's done a fresh log in there, so what? I mean, hold your breath. You're not going to be in there that long.
Well,
if my wife asked me to wear some jockey shorts, boxer shorts with hearts on them, I mean, if you pull your pants all the way down, somebody's going to see them. If they do, so what? The guys will probably laugh at it and razz you about it.
Well, wait a second.
Be a man about it. So what?
All right, well, let me ask you guys a question, because maybe I got this wrong. How do you go number one?
What are you talking? You asking?
I zip my pants down and take a pee.
Are you asking both of us?
Yes, sir.
I unzip the front of my pants.
I drop my pants all over my ankles.
Well,
why?
That's your problem. I mean, you know, boys do that when they're a little 3 and 4 years old. I mean, you know,
I've
grow
always
up.
Done that.
Grow up. I mean, I don't know anybody, any man, that drops his pants down to his ankles to take a whiz, crying out loud.
Wait a second, Steve. You got to be able to do that without dropping your pants.
Well, how else do you do it? I mean, what, are you guys crazy?
Are you crazy?
No, you unzip your pants and you hang it out and you take a whiz.
And you go, man. What are you talking about? You drop them all the way to your ankles.
That's the standard way that I go. I've been going to the bathroom that way for 38 years.
Out in the open? Dude, you just said to me that you're at a construction site and you're worried you're going to get sued for sexual harassment because of your shorts? If you're dropping your pants all the way to your ankles... Oh,
trying to expose himself.
I do not choose to be laughed at. I didn't come on your program.
Well, listen to what you're saying, man. You're going to take a week. First of all, you're leaking in the back of some guy's truck. Secondly, you're doing it with your pants all the way down. You're lucky some guy doesn't come up behind you with a 2x4.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's what it is, violence.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, man. You can't.
Okay, Mike, you say you're in the construction business. You understand what I'm saying.
How's that sexual harassment
just because I dropped my pants down to my
All right,
to
no,
my
no, no, no.
Okay, look.
Am I on?
Yeah, Mike, I got to move on to another call. I appreciate your... I got to move on to another call, but I do appreciate your call, okay? You're on the site, standing in a truck bed, pants to your ankles, taking a leak, and you're worried they're going to sue you because of your boxer shorts?
Again, Mr. Henry, I did not choose to come on your program to be ridiculed.
And I'm not trying to ridicule you, but you know what? You and I come from a different planet or something, man. Here is Sandy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you?
Good.
This leads to so many more problems. I don't even know where to begin.
You choose to ridicule me. That's your problem.
No, look.
What if the women see the pee trail that gets left on the love boxers? Is that sexual harassment?
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, Steve, you know, you will deserve anything you get by dropping your pants down to your ankles. That's more sexual harassment than anything else.
But I wear a long tail shirt. They can't see my...
It doesn't matter. There's no reason. But that's besides the point. The bigger issue is if porta potties are available, there's no reason for anybody to be going in public. And what do you do when you have to go number two? Do you go to a bathroom or not?
No,
are
ma'am.
Or are you whipping your pants down there, too?
We use a V-ditch. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait a second. Now you're telling us you're going number two in the V-ditch.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to go when someone's laid a fresh log in there.
Well, you know, I mean, exposing yourself like that, and if anybody else is doing it, it's crazy. And as far as peeing in somebody else's back of somebody's truck, I mean, it's disgusting. What you're telling me is disgusting. And you have more serious problems than what your boxer shorts show. You could have red, green, yellow, or blue ones on. It really doesn't matter whether there's hearts or anything else.
Are you using the porta potty for? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Sandy, but I wanted to be clear. You're using the porta potty at least to go number two.
No, sir. You can use either the V ditch or someone's truck.
What is a V ditch?
A V ditch is a runoff ditch. You're doing it in someone's truck?
Yes, sir. That is standard in the state of California.
Bull crap. That's got to be bull crap.
I don't understand.
There's no chance.
Sir, if you need to do either number one or number two, anybody's pickup truck is fine.
Not my truck.
I think you have to worry much more about other things and being charged with sexual harassment than whether your boxer shorts have hearts on them.
What I think we got here is people don't understand the construction trade.
Sure.
The employer has a responsibility to provide you a place to go to the bathroom.
Steve, you got to understand something, man. If you don't...
Please don't talk down to me, Mr. Henry.
I'm not trying to talk down to you, but you have to understand something. You're squatting in the back of a guy's truck, squeezing one off, excuse my language, Sandy, and, you know...
They've got a TP dispenser in my truck. You know, I have toilet paper available for the men in my truck.
And what do you do? Get up?
To go outside, though.
So you're squatting in a guy's truck. People see that. That's the sexual harassment.
Absolutely. What I'm trying to say is I think this would be a better world. I think it would do a lot for OSHA standards in the state of California and employment in the state of California if everybody's truck had toilet paper dispensers in them so that when a man got up in there and pinched it out or what have you.
Okay.
That's what the porta potties are for.
Thank you.
Whether they're full or not.
Thanks for your call. Yeah, okay, listen, all you guys out there in the construction business, make sure you got a roll of toilet paper in the bed of your truck. So some roofer comes along and decides to... Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Man, look at that picture disc. We just got it today. It's really a beautiful thing. And it's vinyl, and it's you can play it on a long-playing record. And you know what? You could, because it's not going to mess up the look of the vinyl. Maybe it'll take some of the sheen off of it, some of the nice shine that's on the picture disc. But you can play this as a long-playing LP. And it has all of the different cuts of our Year 2000, Best of the Phil Hendry 2000 CD and vinyl. Goth Talk, Sister Josephine, Kernel of Corn. Those of you who may remember Kernel of Corn, it was one of the greats. Greenskeeper, Art Bell Does Phil. Straight Arrow Ministries, Dental Breast Exam, Dave Oliva, Support Christopher Reeve, The Pope is Backed Up. That was a great one, The Pope is Backed Up. Full Cavity Search, and of course, Men Hate Oral Sex. All of those and more can be yours on the new Phil Hendry Best of the Year 2000 CD or vinyl. And the picture disc is so beautiful, I just have to... I'd be remiss. It would be almost criminal were I not to give you the following number, 877-616-7445. It would be criminal. I could be brought up on charges of felony in the state of California if I did not tell you, 877-616-PHIL, to pick this up. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center. By the way, they're all signed and numbered because this is a limited edition. So run to the phone. Don't walk. Don't stroll. Run. Crash into the phone. Fall over the phone stand and then realize that you were running too fast. And then pick it up. Pick yourself up off the floor and give us that big call, that all-important call, 877-616-7445. Now I sound like I'm doing some kind of a fundraiser for KPFK. That number again. God, I was listening to them last week because I listen to KPFK when I'm driving home. Because it's a nice break. It's just a break. When you work in radio, and I work in radio, right? This is way different from just being a casual listener. I'm in this every day. And every day it's this nonstop tension and hype, the excitement, the exhilaration, the fear, the not knowing, the knowing too much, and all of this. We're like in the middle of a nerve center here, okay? And it's just every commercial radio station is the same in that regard, so that I want to hear something completely different. I want to get away from music. I want to get away from everything. So I drive home, and I'm listening to KPFK, which is our Pacifica station here in L.A. It is so left-wing, so commie, so socialist, commie, pinko, liberal, fag. I love it. It's neat, and they've got cool, because I'm a liberal Democrat, and so they say all the stuff that I like to hear, like Bush is a creep, and, you know, all that stuff. Bush is defoliating the forests, and it's Bush. He sucks. But they were doing their fundraiser last week, and they were promising really cool stuff, but they still wouldn't get to it. All right, I'm not going to play that jazz record that I promised you. I'm telling you right now, I've got all four sides, Art Blakey and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, but I ain't going to play it till I get a phone ringing now. Now, I got 16 incoming lines, and there ain't one phone ringing? What's going on? Now, y'all call now, and come on, let's get some money, because we've been here for a long time giving you all this commie crap, left-wing bull crap, jive turkey. Come on, call. I've been talking for 5 minutes. Any call?
No, ain't none yet.
See, ain't even no calls yet. One night I swear to God, I was listening to some guy on there, and he was playing some song by the Midnighters. I think it was Whittier Boulevard by the Midnighters. Remember that? You guys don't remember. Let's take a trip down Whittier Boulevard. Doom, 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 doom. This guy played it over and over and over again because he wanted to break the all-time Whittier Boulevard record. Some cat had played that song like 580 times straight. So this guy is on as the song's playing. He's going, come on, people. If you want to hear me break the record, give me a call right now. Call the number right now, man. And his sidekick chimes in and says,
come on, everybody. Call. Ain't nobody calling. He's getting pissed. Nobody call him, man.
Here's the number, man. The number is 555-6262. Don't you want to hit?
Come on, people, call, because nobody's calling.
Hell, nobody calling.
He's getting upset now.
You damn right I am.
If there'd been cell phones, which was only 10 years ago, I guess there were, I would have called. So it's a nice break, and I can just kick, and I can love and love and learn. CBS is looking for a few good survivors. The network announced yesterday it's accepting applications for future installments of Survivor. CBS planned to make application forms available on its website. Good luck. Who do you got to be? Good looking ain't it. You know that. Good shape? I don't know. I don't know. What do you got to be? More and more. This hiring actors and actresses, when did that all start? And here's Tammy. And what do you do, Tammy?
Well, I'm a part-time actress in Hollywood.
Oh, well, how did we guess? Gee, that's a stretch. Yeah, okay, thank you. And what do you do, Bob? I work for a studio. Oh, come on, will you? How about some real people? Go to Montana. Go to wherever the hell. How about some people that ain't even from America? Now, that'd suck, wouldn't it? All right. No, keep them American, but have them remote and make it interesting, for crying out loud. The third version of the reality show will air this fall, again set in a remote area, and with a $1 million prize for the winning contestant among 16 players. Where do you think they're going to go next? The Australian Outback is where it is today, or this season. Last season it was the island there. Now, where do you think they'll be next year? How about, you know what I think, if they had any balls at all, excuse my French, Siberia. Si-freaking-beria. How about the Himalayas? Good one. Nepal. Yeah. Yeah. Now you're rocking and rolling. How about Nepal? Snowshoes, yetis, thermal hypothermia and all that crap. No air, oxygen masks, base camp at Everest, the whole nine yards. Well, wait a minute. I thought, don't you guys usually do it out in the, No, we're not doing it this year that way. Now you're really going to earn your money. How about somewhere like that, or like Lapland? Anyway, applicants must submit a 3-minute videotape demonstrating why they believe they can prevail in the game, according to CBS. The deadline is April 13th. After paring down the submissions, producers will interview at least 800 semifinalists in 16 U.S. cities. About 4 dozen people will be invited to attend final auditions in Los Angeles. Survivor, the Australian Outback, airing Thursday nights, is one of the most watched shows on television and helped CBS notch a ratings win last week during the important February sweeps. And the big question is that helping Letterman at all? Seriously. I watched Letterman last night for the first time in years because I thought to, and because Chris Rock was on. And I'm trying to remember if he said anything funny. I'm sure he did. Anyway, he did. He was very funny. But the Letterman show ought to be the beneficiary of some pretty good numbers, I would think, from this. So they're doing well. And Temptation Island, I'm done. I'm through. I'm swearing off that show. You know what? Look, I know you're good looking. I know you're buff. I know you're ripped. I know your girlfriend is dumb and blonde and stacked. Why do I got to sit there and watch you have a good time? Why do you get to be rewarded for being a moron? And I'm sitting here fat but smart, fat, smart, and talented, and I can't get Jack. I got to sit here entertaining Mike and whoever the hell else calls. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget about our CD. It's a beautiful thing, and our picture disc. That number is 877-616-7445. Phil Henry Show.